thereof, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. The man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord hath hid it from me and hath not told me. If God will help me, I'd like to preach a little bit for a little while tonight. When Brother Jim came to me yesterday evening, right before service, and asked me to preach tonight, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know if I could make it. And I told him, I said, just go ahead and let somebody else. And he said, well, just see, think about it, let me know. And about 2 minutes later, this message just gripped my heart. So I went back and I told him, all right, I'll do my best. And I looked at this woman today as I was trying to study and find the mind of God. And this woman was not a woman who was poor. I believe she was a pretty wealthy woman. Her husband had servants. They had helps in the field. Probably this woman didn't have to do a whole lot around the house, really. Probably didn't. But here we find her running out to the field and telling her husband, I need to make a trip. This trip was out of character for her. She was normally taking care of the house, running the household, having it clean, making sure the meals were prepared, taking care of whatever needed to be taken. All of a sudden, I mean, her husband thought it was odd. Why would you go to the man of God? Why? It's not the Sabbath. It's not a new moon. It's nothing's going on. Why are you doing something so out of the ordinary? This is not her usual way of conducting herself. But, you know, even with her husband asking all these questions, she simply replies to him, it shall be well. Why would this woman make these requests and do something so out of the ordinary? Well, we find the answer in verse 27 when the man of God tells Gehazi, leave her alone, for her soul is vexed. Come on now. She was desperate. There was a situation going on at the house that caused her to do something that she normally would not do. She was desperate. She needed to get a hold of God. She needed to get a prayer through. She needed to get God to move for her. How many of you would agree with me tonight that the Holiness Church is in desperate need of a move of God? We're living in the last days. Several preachers have already, amen, made mention of that. We know that. There's not one in here that would deny the fact that we are living in the last days. The Bible said in the last days, perilous time shall come. I'm telling you, we are living in a desperate time. We're living in a desperate day, a desperate hour. I want to preach on that word. Amen. Tonight, desperate. Desperate. And the problem with living in a desperate time right now is that the church, amen, is looking around as though nothing bad's going on. Come on now. We conduct ourselves in church, our spiritual lives, as a secondary priority. We see the things and going on around us and we think, hey, it's really not that bad. It could be worse, but could I tell you, we are living in a desperate time. When this woman realized that her son was dead, she got busy doing something about the situation. She became desperate for a move of God. About 3 years ago, 10 miles south of here in Broxton, Georgia, we were dispatched to a house Go to the red light from here. Take a right and about three blocks up on the right. You couldn't tell it now. They've got it repaired. A double-wide mobile home. We pulled up. It was fully involved. It means flames everywhere. We pulled up and nobody was home, Brother Neil. And we just sort of tacked on the front, just pushing the fire back. And all of a sudden a car comes flying up. And this lady, probably in her 60s, came tearing around the side of the house. And in the back, there's a big porch on this house. She goes running up the steps. She's charging that back door. Flames shooting out everywhere. I ran up and grabbed her. It took all of my strength, Brother Neil, and to get her off of that porch. I'll tell you something. She had no protective gear on. And she was in her bare feet. Come on now. And she's running up a porch. Amen. Charging a burning building. Why would she do something that we would really in our minds say is absolutely crazy? Why would she do something like that with no protection? Something that normally anybody in their right mind would not do. I'll tell you, as I was trying to pull her off of that porch, amen, the answer came into my ears loud and clear as she began to scream, "My son's in there. My son's in there." It was a desperate situation. Amen. The son was in the burning building. And she decided she had charged hell with nothing in her hands because it was so desperate. Something that she normally would not do. Amen. What do? You yell for help. I pulled her off the porch and run across the yard with her. Get her out of harm's way. I'm the chaplain, Coffee County Fire and Rescue. And all I knew to do, brothers, was to say, "Ma'am, can I pray?" Desperate. Say, "Well, we don't normally pray in public. It's a desperate situation." Come on now. You don't just go up and start praying with somebody you don't know. You might offend them. It's a desperate situation. All I could say was, "God, help us now. God, help us now." I remember, even while I was praying, Brother Dimmahall, some of y'all know Jimmy Day, Brother Edward's son that can't talk plain. I heard him when he yelled, "I've got him! I've got him!" But you know what that lady said to me? Her son was in his 40s. You know what she said to me? And she said, "I know he's a drunk, but he's my son. I know. I know he's sorry. I know he can't hold a job. I know he's in terrible shape, but he's my boy." It was a desperate situation. I want to tell you, we're living in a desperate time, and we've got desperate situations right in the house of God. If we've ever needed a move of God, we've got to have a move of God. Why, Brother Kyle? Because things are desperate. I looked that word up. Desperate, having lost hope. Giving no ground for hope. Oh, but listen to this. Moved by despair. Involving or employing extreme measures in an attempt to escape defeat or frustration. Suffering extreme need, involving extreme danger or possible disaster. Oh, let's put this in spiritual sense here. Isn't that where we're at? We're facing possible. I know the church is not going down, but individuals are going down. Extreme intensity. Shocking, outrageous. But that second definition that struck a chord with me was when it said moved by despair, involving or employing extreme measures in an attempt to escape defeat. I got news for you, church. The devil is alive and well, and he's fighting the church with everything that's within him. And he's winning in some cases, not against God's power, not against God's Holy Ghost, but against souls and lives, not only of our young people, but our older too. He's pulling them out. It's a desperate time. A desperate time and desperate situation require desperate measures. Come on now. We've had some real good services last night as people begin to run around this tabernacle carrying a drumstick. Anybody to the outside might have thought that's pretty crazy. That's pretty far out. That's pretty extreme. I don't know if Brother Ryan's here. I haven't seen him. But I want to tell you what Brother Ryan was trying to do last night. He was trying to say, amen, we're in a desperate time. And we've got to take extreme measures. Whatever it takes, amen, to escape defeat. Whatever it takes to escape frustration. It's a desperate time. And it calls for desperate actions. Hey, what did this woman do? I know there's a meal that needs to be fixed. I know there's a house that needs to be cleaned. But I've got to get whatever it takes to the house of God. I've got to see the man of God. I've got to have a move of God. Why? Because I'm desperate. Brother Donald Ross, we know we're in desperate times, desperate situation, and yet, spiritually or naturally, however you want to take it, we're sitting in a church that is loaded down with Plan B. Ask for prayer requests. Donnell, you remember I used the same scripture to preach way back. But we go with our prayer requests. Pray for my job. Pray for this. Pray for my finances. Pray for the other, whatever. But in the midst of praying, in the back of our mind, we've got Plan B worked out. Well, if God don't give me a new job, here's what I'm going to do. I mean, I don't know. Some of you, a lot of you from other states, but in the state of Georgia, we have that devil money, lottery money. It's called hope. It paid my way through college. Come on now. Who was it? What preacher was it said, what would you do if somebody handed you the winning lottery ticket? Some of y'all follow out with me about this. He said, I'd say devil had that money long enough. Come on now. Whew. Come on now. Huh? Amen. But if we do lose our job, so what? Draw unemployment. And hope will pay for your college. Come on now. So what if God don't answer? And so we never, never get desperate. We wonder why God don't answer. Could it be that we're not desperate, Brother JL? What if I'm hungry? Well, 20 miles, Douglas, 20 miles, Fitzgerald, there's a Burger King. I know none of y'all go to Wendy's. That's almost a sin. Go to Wendy's when there's a Burger King close. Woo! Thank you, brother. Oh, man likes Wendy's, I can already tell. I'm going to take all your time now. Woo! Come on. There's plenty of food. Huh? So, I don't have to pray for the cover of your quail to hit the side of the trailer. don't have to have that kind of faith because I'm too comfortable to be desperate. Why do I have to get good and sanctified? Because there'll be another revival 3 or 4 weeks down the road. I can pray through again. I can get saved again. Oh, come on now. Woo! There'll be another youth camp. I can pray through again. Why do I need to get good and sanctified? Why do I need? I didn't lay it down last time. I shouted last time. I didn't pray it through. I didn't pray through it. And then I just came back and fell right back in there. And God blessed me again. Comfortable, too comfortable to be desperate. It's Russian roulette. That's what it is. Amen. You're taking a chance with your soul. And who are gambling? Somebody preached about that. They preached about that. Hey, we're gambling. That's what we're doing. Because there might not be another camp meeting. There might not be another revival. It's time to get desperate. Desperate. Desperation will make you do some crazy things. That woman did not care how she looked running up on that porch. She didn't care that half of Broxton, Georgia was watching her. She didn't care who hurt her because she was desperate. I wish there were some young people in here that quit playing around in your comfortable spiritual state and get desperate about your soul. You want the Holy Ghost? I can preach this one, can't I, Brother Joy? I wore half a Calvary Holiness out seeking the Holy Ghost, and come on now, Brad's over here shaking big. About 4 years. 4 years. God just wouldn't give it to. Because I wasn't desperate. You know why some of you can't go all the way through? It's because you ain't desperate. You really don't see the need. You don't understand why you need it when you go uptown. You really don't understand and why you need him when you go out on a date with that cute young thing. Come on now. You ain't desperate enough. You're too comfortable with the status quo. And this is the way it's always been. And we're just going to smooth sail it all the way to glory world. We're not desperate. One young guy, I heard this story. I don't know who told it. One young guy was seeking the Holy Ghost and couldn't go through. And he went fishing with this older guy. And man of God. And that guy finally grabbed him. They were talking about it. And that guy grabbed him, shoved him over the side of the boat, and just held him underwater. And he got to struggling, and the guy wouldn't let him up. He wouldn't let him up, wouldn't let him up. And by the time he started seeing bubbles, he snatched him up. And that guy got to gasping for breath, and he said, "Man, are you crazy?" That old man said, "When you get as desperate for the Holy Ghost as you were for a breath of air, then God will baptize you." Come on now. Hey, there's folks right in this place right now that you're fighting things that God never intended you to fight, but you ain't got desperate enough. He won't deliver you because you're not desperate enough. How many? God's been blessing us at Temple. Sister Lisa, can I talk about you for just a minute? I'm going to. Just don't bring any of that brown rice to the next dinner if you don't like it. Come on now. Oh. Sister Lisa, sometime early this year, really begin to dig. I'm going to tell y'all something. That's one of my deacons right there. Don't hold that against me. And his wife. And I really, for 10 years, I've been their pastor. And Sister Lisa Sellers is a good woman. And I couldn't for the life of me understand why she's having to pray so hard and dig so hard. But nearly every service, he's crying, praying, digging, Brother Tommy. For months and months. You know, pastor don't know everything. We think we do sometimes, but we don't. I knew she was praying about something bothering her. And eventually her and Brother Donnell did talk to me. And it ain't none nobody's business but them and God. So I ain't going to tell you. Don't worry. Hallelujah. There was something devil bothering her about. She's digging. And the Holy Ghost would come by. And I think this is it. Sister Lisa would shout all over Temple Church. Man, she got victory. And the next service, Brother Vernon, she's back in order. For months. Oh, but last week. Wednesday night. Oh! Wednesday night, there was some desperation there. Oh! And I don't know what she prayed, but I couldn't about imagine in that order as she said, God, it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter what it takes. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of battling this. I've got to have some relief. And by the time the Holy Ghost got through with her, the victory was there. Why? Because somebody got desperate. We stand and say we want to see a move of God. Brother Ryan Ralston can get up and say, how many of you believe we need a move of God? And every one of us will raise our hands. I was sitting in the crow's nest last night. And I watched some of the very ones that said we need a move of God. Wasn't desperate enough. Because when he stood somewhere in here and was passing out drumsticks, the arms started folding. I ain't believing he's doing that. You want a move of God? I want an F-250 King Cab too. But I ain't desperate enough to sign a $600 a month note or however much it is. $599. How's close? Huh? Come on now. My brother-in-law sells them. And sometimes you need to come by truck from me. But he starts talking money and I ain't desperate enough. And I'll do just like some folks did in this church last night. I fold my arms and say, Mark, I don't think so. There was some folks last night didn't say it out loud. They said, Brother Ryan, I don't think so. Actions speak a lot louder than words to God. Oh, we really need a move of God. You want to have a move of God? You really want to have a move of God? You really want to have a move of God? Get desperate. This is youth service Thursday night. Probably this brother's going to preach here in a minute. Brother Ryan's probably going to preach tonight. Three preachers in the morning. So that's what I can't add that high. I teach early childhood. Two, what is that? Three, four, five. Okay. And then youth service tomorrow, maybe two. Six, seven. Brother Ryan tomorrow night. Eight. Eight more sermons. And will we leave this campground saying, now I'm Calvary Holiness. I'm part of you. Hold my papers with you, pastor one of the churches. Ain't planning on going nowhere. This is my home. Those old metal folding chairs that used to sit in here, me and Mud Tony and some other little boys, we pulled them out of the boxes and unfolded them in this tabernacle so Brother Ed Smith and Mud J.L. and them could bolt them together. I don't know if you got in on that or not, Joy. This is in my blood. And I wonder if we're going to talk about having a revival, if we're going to talk about having a genuine move of God like we used to have, and leave here after 8 more messages and say it was a good camp meeting, but that was it. Or are we going to get desperate? You've only got, really, not counting this service, you've only got 3-4 more services. And it'd be over with. This time last week, we was like, man, can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. Won't see God move. But we're almost at the winding down of it. And as of yet, now we've had some great services, don't get me wrong, but as of yet, we haven't got desperate. It would be amazing to see tonight in this service, as many people have been here every night, it would be amazing to see if we would unite together in desperation and nothing else be on our mind. But God, we've got to have. Hey, what if Gehazi comes and asks you to pray? I don't want to talk to you, Gehazi. I want to talk to the man of God. Hey, I got to hush and let this other preacher be. Let me tell you something. I want to ask you something. Are you desperate enough to press through a multitude thronging him? Are you desperate enough to see the glory of God, to climb a mountainside right by yourself? Are you desperate enough to see somebody get touched by God tonight, that you'd tear the roof off of somebody else's house and take responsibility for it? Are you desperate enough to see God move, that you'd be willing in front of everybody, amen, to lose your pride and climb a tree? Are you desperate enough to let somebody call you a dog and say, truth, Lord, truth, Lord, but I'm desperate? Would you be desperate enough that if everybody talked about you, you'd be willing to come in the middle of the night so you wouldn't be killed and ask, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Are you desperate enough? That's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to take. Extreme measures to have a move of God. Are you desperate?